Greg Giroux has never had a full English. He joins us right now. Greg Giroux is Bloomberg Government senior elections reporter when he's in the United Kingdom looking at the elections. He does have full English breakfast. Greg, last night when I looked at my cell phone in the middle of the surveillance beauty sleep, I said, God, I hope we're talking to Giroux. How'd the middle do last night? Like Connor Lamb, what did he learn out of Pennsylvania and the other states about where the center of both parties are?
Yeah, well, Connor Lamb had a really good, probably would have had a good general election profile in Pennsylvania, you know, military veteran, kind of a more moderate Democrat, but he just didn't thrill the, you know, liberal progressive base in Pennsylvania in the way that John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, did. That was an astounding win by more than 2-1. It's just hard for a congressman like Lamb from a large state to get well statewide, and Fetterman has run statewide before for the Senate in 2016, for lieutenant governor in 2018, and he just has that, got a lot of favorable media coverage during those years because of his kind of atypical style as a candidate, and quite a big win.
Okay, but can he pick up the center like President Biden picked up the center nationwide or in Pennsylvania?
That's going to be the big question because he was a supporter of Bernie Sanders. It's going to be a real test of whether someone with kind of the liberal image can kind of win the center. We shall see. But a lot of these midterm elections are more kind of base elections where, you know, you're kind of trying to ramp up the turnout as much as possible on your side. But there's always going to be a block of voters that are going to be, you know, somewhere in the middle. That both parties are going to vie for in the center, and this is going to be a big race for that. We don't know which Republican is going to be the nominee, but Fetterman is going to start trying to work to win that block of owners.
All right, Greg, on the Republican side, what do we take away here from the races in North Carolina and Pennsylvania? How strong is former President Trump's grip on the GOP?
It's still pretty strong. He got a couple of big wins, namely with Doug Mastriano winning the Republican primary for governor and Congressman Ted Budd in North Carolina winning a Senate primary in North Carolina rather easily over a, you know, conservative former governor. There are limits to his clout, especially when he intervenes late in a primary or if a candidate has such significant personal liabilities like Madison Cawthorn, who Trump kind of backed, not strongly, but he put out a mild statement supporting him. But even if he backed Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, but even if Dave McCormick overtakes Dr. Oz in the Republican primary, you know, McCormick is still a very pro-Trump Republican. He went down to Mar-a-Lago to seek his endorsement. His TV ad showed him pictured with Trump. So even when Trump's preferred candidate doesn't win, it's still a pro-Trump outcome for the former president.
Comment on your gerrymandering redistricting skills in the election last night. Did that matter?
It did. Like, for example, in Oregon, one of the, you know, dwindling number of, you know, moderates in the Democratic caucus, Kurt Schrader, who's bucked the party from time to time, redistricting is probably going to contribute to his, it could contribute to his defeat in Oregon, where he's where a new kind of more liberal area was added to his district, and he's losing there. It's still too close to call, but he's in trouble there. And then Madison Cawthorn, his district wasn't changed much, but he was prepared to ditch that district and run elsewhere. Then he decided to backtrack and run back in his old district. So
okay, so what do we look for next? Paul and I are like, we're getting all Giroux, you know, folks. We're getting pumped up. The calendar's out. June-ish is upon us. I'm sorry, the midterm is like tomorrow. What does Greg Giroux do in June? What do you study?
Well, before we even get to June, we've got next week where Marjorie Taylor Greene's on the ballot in Georgia. Henry Cuellar, who's the last anti-abortion Democrat in the House Democratic Caucus, is in a runoff, and he's at risk of losing his seat there. And then you've got two members of Congress from Georgia who are running against each other as a result of redistricting, members of Congress. Yeah. Then in June, the first week of June, we get California, the biggest state of them all.
So, but Henry Cuellar, who's been on the show a number of times, Is he going to potentially lose to someone more left than him?
Yes. His opponent is, her name is Jessica Cisneros. She's an immigration lawyer. And actually, Cuellar's former intern ran against
him. His former intern's running against him?
That is correct.
Wow.
She ran against him 2 years ago, almost unseated him. No one won a majority in March in the first round balloting. So we have this runoff coming up on Tuesday. And, she's it's going to be a very,
do you know,
very
I have
close
a,
race.
I'm totally lost. How does Greg follow all this stuff?
He's just a genius.
And he does every district, every state in the country. I mean.
Yeah, Greg Giroux, thank you. See you tomorrow. Greg Giroux, Bloomberg Government. So